97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I have an audio cut of the day coming up here just after 5:45. Probably Justice Sotomayor, a strong contender for that, unfortunately. But I just got this email a short time ago from the Rockwood School District saying they're having an emergency meeting tonight. I'm sure I can tell you exactly what this is going to be. They voted before Christmas. I'm a little partial to this. This is my school district, to take masking off the table. Kids were not going to have to wear masks starting next Tuesday and beyond. They're having a special board meeting. Actually, I think it's tomorrow night, not tonight, to review the Rockwood Safe Together plan, giving the rising cases of COVID in the district. So they're going to pull back on that. There's going to be a mask mandate still in effect, even though that won't do any bit of good. It's going to make the board members and the interim superintendent, who is worthless at Rockwood, feel good about these things. However, I will say this, and I don't know if this is going to change. At least my daughter and other kids across the area, for the most part, get to go to school. And that's not the case in Chicago. It's not the case elsewhere. Lori Lightfoot putting her foot down. She wants teachers back in the classroom. But, of course, she has people in her office working remotely as well. So a little hypocrisy there. But the teachers union is keeping the kids out of school for weeks now, considering the winter break. Jonathan Butcher is with me this afternoon with the Heritage Foundation, has written about this and studied the impact on kids. It's outrageous what continues to happen. And now it's probably just going to get worse because they don't have anything else in their trick bag here than keeping kids masked and closing schools down, Jonathan.
Yes, and I think it's something that, unfortunately, some district leaders, including those in Chicago, had kind of walked into because they had allowed unions for many years to help manipulate contracts, right? I mean, unions had written into their contracts that you can't open new charter schools in Chicago. Similar thing happened between unions and the district out in Los Angeles. So, you know, I think now that they've been afforded that this kind of power over decision making, and when push has come to shove during the pandemic, this is what the result is.
So I'm very lucky. I had a daughter who went to a great, you know, daycare, pre-kindergarten, even though she didn't have in-class learning for 6 weeks last year when she was a kindergartner. She got through it. Now she's in first grade. She's been in school the whole year, not even a quarantine. But you have districts out there, not only Chicago, California, I have friends out there that have had ups and downs and quarantines. And you wrote this, and this is a good way to really put it. My daughter could be in this situation. But if you were a second grader, for example, in a big city, and you went into kindergarten the year that my daughter did, you might have not been to really real school in 3 years, right?
Well, that's right. My colleague Lindsay Burke actually wrote this for Fox News recently, that if you started in kindergarten when COVID hit, that you're in second grade now, and you've really never had a consistent full year of in-person learning. But take it one step further, and I was saying this earlier with our team at Heritage, that imagine you were a freshman in high school when COVID hit. You're now going into your junior year, and to not have had, I mean, think of the things that are really kind of formative events, right, in high school, not just class, which of course is important, but I mean, there are things that everyone, there are memories, right, that you make between friends and between sports and homecoming and all these different things, I think, that begin to shape your, you know, your young adult life. So that, of course, is significant. I mean, these are life changes, right? Life experiences that these kids are missing. But I wouldn't want to leave out, right, because it really should come back to this, that in places like Chicago, fourth graders who are Black, only 15% of fourth graders are proficient in reading. And you need to learn to read by fourth grade so that you can then handle the material that's going to be handed down to you as you get into middle school and obviously as you head towards high school. So, you know, if you have a student who's not had any regular schooling really up to second grade, you're really putting them at a huge disadvantage because they're trying to make up what they missed as they head into those really formative years of third and fourth grade when it comes to reading.
So the lack of attention to this particular issue, I think, has frustrated a lot of people, probably you and Lindsay Burke as well, because we've been talking about this for a lot longer than 2 months. But of course, if you go back 2 months, finally, maybe not even 2 months ago, the Surgeon General, and there's finally a warning call about the damage that we've done to these kids in this country and continue to do. But it still doesn't seem to be a priority. You don't hear, Jen Psaki was asked about it today in the briefing room. She downplays this. They want to be careful with insulting any teachers' union representatives. Why is this not a priority?
Well, I mean, look, when the Biden administration took office, one of the first photo shoots was with the heads of the both teachers unions in the Oval Office. So, you know, their relationship with the teachers union has been very cozy since the beginning. I would say that we have to, as state lawmakers and as local officials, you've got to find ways to give parents hope. I'll give you a couple of quick things. One is that in Illinois, there is a tax credit scholarship program that's been available to families for several years now. That is something that lawmakers could expand and give more families access to scholarships to attend private school. I would say as well that around the country, churches and Boys and Girls Clubs and other community groups, nonprofit organizations have created learning pods, either full-time during the day for students to attend or part-time or in the evenings, so that students have something consistent, a place consistent where they can go to do some sort of academic activity. So, you know, all of these are things that are handled apart from Washington. It's really going to be important. It was important before the pandemic for state and local lawmakers, as well as those in the private sector, to create these elements of hope for families. And look, at one point, there were 3 million students that were projected to be in learning pods last year. So it's a solution that can work even on a large scale.
Well, you have, I think a lot of us going into December, at least in my part of the country here, I can't speak for California and, you know, the coast because they do things differently, that we are on our way to freedom here with our kids because a lot of the districts had pulled back the mask mandates again. I don't know if you heard my intro here, but I think my district's going to pull back on that. But you can't have any confidence given the nature of this virus, given the inefficiency of the vaccines to prevent transmission, that this isn't going to continue into next school year.
Well, certainly if there's another variant that pops up and it would give, you know, it'd give officials reason if they wanted to take it to say that they'll need to close things up again or somehow impose new, you know, rules just like you're describing. So I think it's important that you give parents the option like they did out in Arizona. There the governor's talking about allowing families to get scholarships to attend a private school if their child's assigned school is either closed or has some sort of provision regarding the pandemic that parents disagree with. I mean, these are the kinds of things that state lawmakers and state, you know, even the, you know, the highest ranking official in a state should be doing.
It's, you know, even if you get kids back in school, what's the solution for the consequences, for the mental health consequences, for the isolation? I mean, there are kids that are just going to be lost here. And some of them who can't read, they're going to be lost for a long time, perhaps.
Yeah, and I think that's why as we look at what sort of solutions we talk about, we talk about it in terms of a learning solution, not just a school choice option anymore, right? So some of the most exciting innovations in the past few years have been through education savings accounts. These are now available in places like Arizona, West Virginia, Florida, North Carolina, and a couple of other states. And with an account, the state deposits a portion of a child's funds from the school funding formula into a private spending account that parents can use to buy education products and services for their child. So they can do more than just find a schoolroom, right? You can find an education therapist. You can find a personal tutor, pay for a part-time online class, buy curriculum. You can really customize your child's experience, which is what these children are going to need going forward. They're going to need something where parents can fill in the gaps.
Yeah, there are a few things that you could probably look back and say, maybe this is a positive because it gets people pointed in a different direction. So maybe that would be one that we can latch on to because I love that model for sure. Jonathan Butcher with the Heritage Foundation. Great to have you on. I appreciate it this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.